The Atat Tzavet B'nei Yisrael, you're to command the Jewish people, V'ikhoi lecha shemen zayit zach katit lama'or, take olive oil that's freshly crushed, la'lot ner tamid, in order to bring up the menorah. The Medrash in Shmos Rabbah talks about the Jewish people and compares us to many different types of trees. And yet, it's the olive tree that is often associated with the Jewish people. Why the olive tree? So, of course, olive oil represents the purest of all oils, and the menorah specifically requires the very first pressing. It's that first bit that comes out. That's what we use. Everything afterwards is not good. Meaning, it's not like the typical oil, which we take the oil and we crush it, and we crush the olive, and then all the oil is good. No, just the first burst is what we use. So there's a certain special nature to olive oil, and the Jewish people are obviously considered special and pure in that regard. But says Rabbi Rosner something so beautiful. He says, the truth is, the Jewish people are so much like the olive. We're crushed, and we're crushed again, and we're crushed again. And what happens? Sometimes you have to look and say, oh my goodness, with everything that the Jewish people go through, with all the trials, with all the tribulations, how could it be that we could become something so beautiful? Lehalot ner tamid, to have that constant oil that goes up forever. How could that be? Perhaps the answer is just that. The fact that we've been crushed. And crushed some more. And then crushed again. And yet somehow we're still here. By God, that must mean that there's something special about us. How could we possibly be here? Doesn't make any sense. And yet, that is the secret of the Jewish people. I read a beautiful piece in one of the newspapers this past weekend, which really, I think, hit that totally on. To look at the times we live in. Oh my goodness, they're so crazy. And then you listen to the politics and the politicians and the debates and all the things that are going on. And one sits there and says, oh my goodness, how could this be? This is so crazy. And the person says, well, isn't that the Megillah? There's so many things in the Megillah. You look and say, whoa, yeah, that doesn't make sense. And that doesn't make sense. And that doesn't make sense. And yet, look, in the end, it works out fine. Why? Because that's the solace that the Jew takes. We're going to be squeezed, and we're going to be squeezed some more. But in the end, the eternity of the Jewish people is just that we're able to make it. We could do it. I believe that is something so incredible about the Jewish people. But perhaps there's one other piece of olive oil that's comparable to the Jewish people. When you take oil and you mix it with water or any other liquid, what ends up happening is it won't mix. You'll see in the cup the separate part of oil and the part that's not oil. Why is that? Well, because that's the beauty of oil. Oil has its special nature that makes it that way. But that's the Jewish people also. The Jewish people are not meant to be mixed with anyone else. Despite the fact that society says, come, we'll be your friends. The Jewish people are a distinct group of people. That's really what we want to be, and that's how we are the Am HaNivchar. And that, I believe, is precisely how we are Lahalot Ner Tamid. That's the Jewish people in the oil, and that's how we light up and pave the way for the future.